Hello, Audio Boo. Paul Ema here, doing my day 6 audio mo. It's good that you're doing it for the month of June rather than the week ones, because you lose track if you do it in the middle of the week. At least I know what day it is. I look at my computer and I know I'm doing the 6th one. And as long as I can keep it up every day, and the weekend is going to be problematic, we should be good for me to know what I'm talking about. Anyway, another 9 a.m. breathing space today, so that was good. I tried it a different way, tried it with my Nexus 7 tablet, and that seemed to work even better than doing it with the webcam. No problems at all with it, so I think that's the way forward for it, because I can actually get up and get away from the computer and try and find some quieter space in a different room. We'll see. I'll try that. I may not be able to do it at the weekend. It's gala day tomorrow, and it's going to be a busy day. Daughter is on the float, and wife's helping out, so we'll be on camera duty again, although the new SD card hasn't turned up. I ordered, the old one broke, so I might have to rummage around and try and find something today. The forecast for the weather isn't looking great, although it seems we're going to miss the worst of the UK's weather if everyone's to be believed. The forecast at present was rain in the afternoon, which is probably just when it all gets going. Still, we can't have it every time. Last year was gloriously hot, so it wouldn't be gala season without lots of rain. I know that when we're doing it, we have, you know, I've got some ponchos somewhere. I think we can hand out ponchos. Ages back, the kids did one, and dressed in their finery, and my youngest, who was quite little at the time, this was a few years ago now, actually refused to put this clear plastic poncho on, despite the fact that it was clear and you could see her dress, because she wanted to walk in her splendid dress. Thinking more about the breathing space and stuff today, I couldn't. Maybe it was because I was using the Nexus 7 to do the Hangout. I couldn't really get in the zone, as it were. But I was thinking more of this afterwards, after listening to TurboStream talking about it in his audio mo today. And I remembered back to web blog article that was written at the start of the week, and I kind of kept ready for McColgan, because I know he has trouble when a plane goes overhead. Incidentally, on that subject, it's a funny thing, planes. Used to live a lot closer to Edinburgh Airport, and the planes were a lot closer and a lot bigger, but we weren't directly over the flight path. It went slightly to the right of us, and you couldn't hear them at all. They were just quiet. It must be the way the wind blows and the fact it's directly over the head in our town that you can hear them. So it's a shame. Just move to the left a bit every morning. I don't know. Petition that they change the flight paths and the flight times for EMAC. That's all we can think of. Anyway, this post was about finding inner peace. And I quote, "I remember riding in a car somewhere with 3 friends, and 2 of them were in a heated argument. I could feel myself getting perturbed by the increasing anger and noise as they carried on. We've all had this kind of contagious chaos happen to us by hearing a violent news story over the radio or just being around vindictive people. Upsetting the world around you tends to stir things up correspondingly inside you. Then somehow, something shifted in my perception and I felt this link dissolve. I slipped back into tune with whatever peace or quiet there was before my friend started up, because it seemed there to be still there behind the words and noise. And then, to quote further on, during the summer, loud motorcycles rip down the street just outside my window. When I've lost sight of the background, the silence that's there behind the noise, these bikes really annoy me. When I'm paying attention to the silence behind the noise, the sonic space the noise appears in, it's fine, better than fine. It's still not my favourite noise, but the way it comes and goes is kind of beautiful. So, I was thinking of that this morning because a house two doors down is having some landscape gardening done and there's diggers and stuff. And just a little bit further on, the school is having an extension built. And that started just as a completely new house was built in the area. So for the past 6 months, I'd say, there's been constant building noise going on during the day. So it's hard to find the inner peace for that. I'll put the link to the blog piece in this, attach it to the note, attach it to the boo. Insert pre-recorded ending here.